I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. War between Hezbollah and Israel has displaced nearly 1 in 5 in Lebanon. Even as tensions rise, local Christian ministries are growing stronger together. Then what does it take to break free from addiction? One man's story points to lasting change through God's Word. That and more coming up next on Mission Network News. In her first story, after 4 weeks of renewed war between Hezbollah and Israel, about 20% in Lebanon are displaced and more than 1,000 reported dead. For many, it's not the first time they've been uprooted from their homes in southern Lebanon. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says people are angry with Hezbollah and feeling hopeless. They're also divided, trying to avoid Shiite Muslims who might be affiliated with Hezbollah and thus be potential targets of Israeli strikes.
So now Sunnis, Christians, like everybody's against the Shiite and nobody wants the Shiite people to come into our area.
Tensions have also escalated between Lebanon's government and Hezbollah. Last week, the government ordered Iran's ambassador to leave Lebanon by March 29th. Hezbollah's government representatives responded by boycotting a Thursday cabinet meeting.
It's like we are hostages, you know, of this political group, military group that is doing whatever they want.
Yet in these troubles, God has strengthened the partnerships between Triumph for Mercy and other local Christian organizations. Despite increasingly limited resources, they serve as the hands and feet of Christ.
We have been in wars and many different crises, but we never worked with each other like we are now.
Please pray that these relationships will remain strong and help spread the gospel to the hopeless, and pray for peace to come to Lebanon. Elsewhere, heightened instability in Ethiopia includes an increase in persecution, especially in Tigray. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, with longstanding volatility in the region, it can be challenging to discern what some of the violence actually means.
That's one of the things that's happened over the past couple of years in Ethiopia is we've seen these attacks and it's like, okay, was that warfare? Was that persecution? But when you see none of the other buildings in the neighborhood got blown up except the church, it's like, well, wait a minute. Somebody was targeting that church. That was persecution. That was a targeted attack against that church.
An attack by extremists in February left 20 Christians and one Muslim guard dead. Unfortunately, this isn't the only instance of persecution. As the church in Ethiopia deals with daily uncertainty and fear, Nettleton notes that Christians need us to be praying. Pray for safety, but also for the heart to continue to share the gospel.
As they face this kind of pressure, as they face these kind of attacks, it would be very easy to grow weary. It would be very easy to grow bitter. And so pray that the Lord will help them to keep a soft heart towards the people around them and even for opportunities to share the gospel.
If you want to walk alongside the church in Ethiopia, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And the Bible warns Christians not to conform to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Brandon Bauer of The Lighthouse says, understanding this is key to overcoming addiction.
And if we truly believe that God can change souls, we've got to turn to the Bible as the number one place to find help for hurting people.
That help begins with a focus on the state of the soul.
Addiction is a pattern of this world. It's a faulty pattern of where people try to find hope, help, and healing, but they're mistaken.
Addiction may bring temporary comfort, but it leaves lasting effects on the brain. Breaking free takes effort and often help from others. Bauer says many who try secular counseling still struggle.
The people were still left without a purpose. They were left empty.
What's missing is what only God can fill. What's broken is only what he can mend. Bauer recalls a man raised in the foster system who turned to drugs and ended up in jail. He felt angry, empty, and alone.
Just slowly walking him through scripture, this man is totally transformed.
But today, he helps others find freedom by renewing their minds in Christ. Pray for God to rescue people trapped in harmful thought patterns that lead to addiction. Pray for the Lighthouse Ministry to have the opportunities and resources to help those in need. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.